Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, let me say this just before we talk, that this is also, we're going to find this also on podcast. I was given assurance by Jack yesterday to say, no, don't worry. These are on podcasts, so they've updated. They've been updating because we had stopped for a while, especially on these programs. And so they have resumed again because of popular demand. Thank you so much to the people for really doing this. My kid was just telling me last night that she was online listening to one of the programs that we do live. Says, hey, I can't believe the people who are tuning in online to listen to these programs. We really appreciate. Now, when it comes to effects,
right,
qualitative training, I know for a fact, and this I have studied over a period of time, you are going to produce fakes. Fakes.
Hey, come now.
A friend of mine says, hey, Ray, I want you to come and visit my one or two of my churches. And then I say to him, how many churches, if you say one or two of my churches, how many churches are you referring to that you say you have?
Yeah.
He quotes that he has 52.
Excuse?
52. 52.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like locally or globally?
It means continentally.
Okay.
Yeah, it means that he has quite a lot of branches here, right through, I think, up to maybe Uganda.
Right.
Right. Then I say, then if that is the case, you must be very rich by now. And he says, yes, I am. Okay, this is a guy who is an artist that I've known for quite some time. And then I say, okay, let me come and see how you do things, you know, because I'm interested, man. Such a huge number. Let me come and do things. But in my heart, I don't want to entertain the idea that, okay, this guy is faking or something, you know.
Mm.
It has been more than 12 years now.
Mm.
I have laid that asking, invite me to your church. He has always said yes. He has never done that. Perhaps maybe it may be God who says to him, hey, what's coming by the way? Maybe, you know, maybe. his God says, out well with your government, with your empire. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you ask, how do you train these people? How do you train the leaders? There is no direct answer. Okay, let's leave this guy. Another friend of mine, basically, you know this thing, Waizi Pumla, you did theology.
Right.
And then there are so many things I would love to learn from you. Rather than to act as if just because I'm a pastor, I don't have the degree that you have, but I act as if I have it. Then what I do, I go quickly into Google, not even Google Scholar. I go into Google. And go Google kwa kikra an article in which a guy called Apostle Peter.
Okay.
And then Peter says, no, theology is about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Mm.
And then from there, I don't need Pumla again.
Mm.
Because I know now I'm going to teach. Mm. And
then
now I have these 10 points.
Yeah.
Without actually understanding those things. That become quantitative instead of qualitative. If I had asked Pumla to come, Pumla would be telling me the history of theology. He would be telling me about biblical archaeology. How does it work? social cultural anthropology. How does it work? The world of religions, the essence, the authenticisms of religions, how to, you know, understand quite well the essence of the Most High, the attributes and all that. How books were written, the perspective of books that have been written, what is the state of Ezekiel? Why is he called a wailing prophet? Pumla would tell me those things and teach me in detail so that when I study Ezekiel, I know Ezekiel speaks from the perspective of pain. Each and every time when Ezekiel was speaking, there was pain because of the misbehavior. Nashifale ka Google ya ka ke badile bola ho ngwetse ngwetse ke pita ona le tente mo social nguve mo e blue and white ibile community mukubile because ba ja miriri ya batho mola nna ke abala ntho ha mo Google mola go ruta batho mola wa bona
di shortcuts
yes and then people take that and the more you take something that is not well done, you take it to another person, it becomes not well done to the power two until it gets to the power infinite. Because the other one that will be getting things from those people, it will be things that are not right at all. And we need to be careful about that. We need to be careful. We produce leaders who will not stand the test of time.
Yeah.
And the test of time is not only difficulties, but success. Should success come, or should there be so much lack of success? And demons come and say, look, if you can go to Nigeria and then you go to see these pastors, they will give you a belt and a ring on. Of course, you need to sleep with a mermaid or all those kinds of things they tell you. You will go and do those things. And then you'll come back here and operate for 10, 15 years. But what alaka mo di tenteng tsa go Pretoria North? Then hofetsa o tlo tshola after you have trained so many people to be like you for 15 years. The issue of undoing the work that you have done has caused so much damage. We need to really come to the true facts of that. To say, look, I see that, okay, I see others are repenting, but you're repenting alone. We need to go. When they were checking out COVID, do they affect our tobacco? Oh, Nalakamu flighting a soy, Yatra, Ayako, Italy, Aflaco, Hobiana, Ingbamu Trace, Abamu Crea, Olatra, Ayako, Kaika, all out talk of it, Marana Company, Lebomang. But why don't we trace your, we trace yours? Utamo repent, Oluan or not, tithing, I've realized tithing, there was a fault in what I had preached and stuff. For 40 years, people have been tithing in a wrong way. And they've been teaching those things. And now you are coming and you are repenting alone. What about the 15,000, the 15 million people that are practicing that and that are into it? The damage becomes irreparable if we don't deal with leaders that we have now. We need to start to change the course of events by dealing with leaders that we have now. Apostle?
You get people running with this thing. You know, you said something that somebody can claim they've written a book on how to raise leaders and many churches, and then and then others will Google, not knowing that this person behind the scenes that are doing despicable things, you know, things that are uncalled for. But then as well, Muruti, allow me to say to somebody, Guti, in the Razama crash course, you know, because you cannot be a crash course and then think that you are now a quality leader. I'm joking, Jan.
It's funny, girl. Next.
Yeah, if you know the foundation, we need to really understand. Somebody said something very powerful. I don't know. I wanna hear it. I don't know if you have noticed. We have a lot of apostles and prophets.
Very much, young and old.
And you realize that most people don't even understand those ministerial gifts, what they stand for. They went to Google, they took out whatever they feel can work for them. Or if not so, they studied the life of a man or woman of God who's successful. And then I can write as well. Somebody was saying, hey, who na lena kolo ena just before Kistomakistatan ministry. If you have this card, kuzo kuna tuguti, kuzo zonke lenda where the men of God, ama kile, ama buildings are strong, abana mabanda makulu, and learn what is it that they're doing. But really, can we learn what people are doing by visiting once in a while?
I know, no. No,
but unfortunately, that's the mentality a lot of people have.
Hey, sad, man.
You go learn there for a week, and then the next week, just like Bono Sukala, some ministry there.
Hey, refer to the business here, the takes.
And then that's what we have to do.
Hey, Ashidi, but to back a rabbit to Bopi, Kadi razor blade. Mopul pity. I've seen another one. Ana meti musadi bi anaka munna na meti musadi wa hai ko lenyalong.
Ana meti
mo pulpiti.
Ken.
Are o establish the way of healing. Sorry about that. Are o establish a way of healing. And it's so sad that we see these kinds of people who are found in these big ministries, man. And someone was saying, Yena is more gifted than God.
I'm now, gifted person.
Bumla. Ruta Michol. Ruta Michol. Yeah. Things we have never heard before.
Mass.
Yeah. Mass. And unale a following is think about Tamekan. Weibon. Another person once said some time ago that God can't do anything without us. And says, no, God needs you as a partner. And was putting it in that way. And that is where the problem is. You can't be going on and saying things like that and drive scripture out of context and expect that the people you lead will follow suit of context. No, they will go with the quantity of what we can call in inverted commas, your prolific messages and philosophy.
Yeah.
And they will go with that. And actually, leaders who are bent on qualitative teachings, you would see their churches are almost empty. Their churches are almost empty. They don't have the large numbers of people, you know. Sometimes you look at us preaching and then you'd say, hey, mo karona le crowd e khulu. O kro ra iteng crowd e khulu. You know, because we are teaching qualitatively, and people will not in the last days, people will not put up with sound doctrine. They will look for themselves teachers who can feed their itching ears, and that is what that is what is taking place. So we need to go to the qualitative teaching and start to teach people and undo the works that had been done. That's why I was saying that those who say, "Hey, Nakia chencha. Baby ki chenchi ite.
Yeah.
Oh, can neti. U chenchi ite. Yeah. Hai kia chencha. But the people ba for 14 years. No ba tenta in your mess. Wabanta na.
Yeah, man.
Bona, heza ke u ate wa mustaring mola. Unsiteli dizaka di buseta goba tu. Kaba ndi records were talking. Wait. Dinta dizaka di buseta goba tu.
Come on.
Kwafela kuba millionaire a busetsa dizaka go batho
ya
o ba bang ba bona ba irang a re ga itshola a phira mo TV hai ne ri le Nigeria ra ro bala le bo bang mang ra irang e ga itshola hi mo YouTube, and then from there, then what about the tens of thousands of people, the hundreds of thousands of people that could have been a true church and that could have been praising the Father in spirit and in truth? What had happened to them? How are they going to return? That's the damage that has been caused. Whether we like it or not, we are in a state where quantitative teachings have led to irreparable damages. And we need to admit to that and say, well, we have done this and we need to change from that. Apostle?
And in the process, we have led many astray because of quantitative leadership.
Yeah.
And we were hand over when we then change our stand. we then don't go back to the masses and take them out of the mess you put them in the first place.
Mm-mm.
So you want to play game, you want to play safe as well. But in the first place, you're the one who perpetuated this whole thing.
Mm.
And an error that was made like that over the years, you see, there's a sad thing. Because the result of quantitative leadership or training is such that error that is being pushed in the church that is used to build this thing, when it catches up with you, you don't go back to correct it. And then you leave others lost there, so they will figure it out. And then we have people now who are scattered all over with lots of questions and are frustrated. And the next thing abanye, understand? Hence, it's so sad because when we push this quantitative training over quality training, si pusha era bazalwane kuba no era ebakhona that we feed people, and the people who feed the era are then going to take the era and take it further as well. So iba transferred, it's one era transferred to from one person to another, from one province or continent to another.
That's the sad part.
The whole thing becomes a mess out of control.
The devil will make sure that it becomes an epidemic. You know, it becomes an epidemic. You know, we find ourselves caught up in the quagmire of something we did not intend to have. And that is where the problem is, you know. I so wish that we become those kinds of people who would say, help us, Father, that we be able to really build ourselves up in the most holy faith, you know. The most holy faith, it should be us looking at ourselves and saying, build us up, Father, so that we can be found there. But if we become those kinds of people who do not care about ourselves and the manner in which we should continue with teaching the word, we are going to have a very serious problem. We are setting ourselves up for failure. When we come back, the final conclusions on this issue.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Funda ukuningi, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
All right, I'm talking to the Apostle Phumlamfene, and let's come to the conclusion of the matter. We're seeing much of the times that many people, really, we can say others were not aware that they themselves were qualitatively trained, you know, because this process doesn't identify itself openly just like that, but it can identify itself in such a way that many people become so disturbed, you know, because of the quantitativeness. Quantitativeness means superficial. It just means a plentiness that doesn't say much. It's like getting into an office of a guy, Barki Ray, and then when you sit down in their office, there are so many, many certificates of graduations that are all over the wall, you know. But you talk to Ray, and he doesn't emulate any of those trainings, you know, because they were just stacks and stacks. Why did he these things were just uploaded. It is something that even some of the governments are dealing with, those who are studying the history of liberation governments. There's this thing known as false qualifications, where people buy qualifications, and someone sits in and writes a degree for you. So you go and graduate.
I wonder how dangerous that is.
Yeah, you go and graduate. Hey, you go and graduate. Someone, there are people who are working underground to write particular exams for people, and they're getting lots and lots of money. And that person goes to graduate. I reckon. Why are all graduates genuinely? And ba one sadi pampiri te isale a disapmit a shid. But how come it's a one mere fat? War ar tomeka pampiri number one. Mutamudim no ring imo. You're about two. Quantitative teaching is just like that. Pastors and leaders are actually doing the training, and they basically think within themselves, he'll cope. Just because you coped, it doesn't mean that the next person will cope. And they've put so many people into many trainings. I mean, palitse bar le akai for training. Santu kar la hem abar no le akai for training. Santu kar raikut abar no honali tripe ngwe le akai kai. I mean, nar hoti biya. Why bo na honali tripe ngwe akai kai. Engwe ya kai kai lilo ituta huirang engwe inging iskale shivale luko Swaziland from there labu wale koka and then you look at us at the end of 10 years why one nothing of those teachings were internalized. A person can get abundant teachings and so much of them, but they should be internalized so that they can make a meaning out of them. And from making a meaning, they are able to interpret the realities that they face in the meanings that they have made. Why bother? So many people don't do that. They basically go on willy-nilly. I can let on the plucky lemo, like it's on a load said the photo, let on a little flack at how the mimola, plucky lady lota how mola mara. Hey! Her levela the fruits. As Paul said, you know them by their fruits. Her levela the fruits. Yo! Kiri pereki sita utama di woko ka muhari. Hey! Apostle, what comes to mind?
Hey! What comes to mind is the song, Eti, give me that all-time religion.
Oh, yes.
That was good for Paul and Silas.
I
wanna let's see bona lamalanga batho ba modimo gore, I mean, look at what you've just explained. It's just sad, and it's exactly what is happening. You know, somebody said something very, very sad at the eight. Pela mina ngatenga certificate. It is what Peter baba ngalang ba na oh no oro kili certificate isa sa driver the ambulance. And then the next thing I read, I Spanish, so bamukeni.
Yeah.
Mar our problem is ile. Hey, ah, yeah, the first time we had an accident, the guy came balatabat. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's even doing.
Hey, I eat next.
It was not even internalized. You know, you mentioned something very powerful. Let's internalize what we learn. So, but now, if you're not learning anything, there's nothing to internalize.
Yeah, there's
and
nothing.
Also, if you browse through, you can internalize. You can internalize also anything that you browse through or you buy. I get to the record, oh, you don't know about the whole baby side, or you say you did that inside the crowd. But now, when real life issues begin to hit your people, who are the problem? You can't address those issues. Then you continue to get one oil after another, whole feather or twasa, and then marhobo, we were very good or twasa, or very sweet. Because you bought this thing, you were not taught, manavam dim. Now, like on are habatola that these people were never limits. Are you got nasa itur I think are I froze. I from there, I made up my mind that I'm not going back there. Because into the right page, Apple, and then I, as long as I cover, and that's the problem. But then some people are also able to make a way out of a quick out of a fix. So, open up like a matrika after matrika. But whatever you do, if you are not trained as a quality leader, usebenzisa amachiki as a result yoku replace ishortage ona ukuthi wena you know the quality person ngoba you are not knowledgeable kuba the tricks and you always run short of tricks as a person and then most of phelela amaqhinga ke what happens then whatever you are doing it collapse then you say today siyabona this one was here today tomorrow they are not there anymore saka esamwe futhi imhlule futhi nalapha yana because amaqhinga ayaphela and eventually as well people begin to open up their eyes and see that amona got it and I know what it's on
yeah
and hence muruti nero tola pele go pusha quantitative training or leadership you know problem ke wa gore re kry mo dikerekeng bona le di daughters who are carrying the children of their spiritual father
hey.
And the spiritual father is treating the one who's carrying the child of the spiritual father amen papa wa bona the confusion we have
yeah.
Because you don't have quality leaders na le ga morso and then re ba le ga morso ka mogala dikereke tsa rona and then re raise a generation ya di ga morso.
I discovered something when people dodge also people dodge qualitative training they will say Ray is harsh man is harsh he will break your spirit will break your spirit yes I have to break it I have to break it or mutatloele buloyi wa bona so that we can start working atloele lawyer eh and then now the problem is and then there are those people who are welcoming ne who are welcoming and say oh okay o tshabile ko re oh o tshabile ko phumla o tla ko raider ha fitla ko nna aku ngwalle lo ngwalla re mona ke na le motho no mo trainer as a leader mo a shu motho mo o bolela di tanks a shu motho mo. You know, I don't tell you hore ke na le motho a ha mo. I keep quiet. And then as time goes on motho wa thoma wa bolela. And says, "Eish, waitsi, wena pastor you are so welcoming, you are so kind and what. Eish, hape ko re tswang mona ne re tshware letse mara." Mola ba re bolaya spiritually. Wa bona ba re bolaya spiritual o nyetse le motho mo wrong ebile ba re bolaya spiritual o nyetse motho no fornicator le yena ha hona le rato la selo mo and then you go seriously then now I go and I bless you and then kere bula kere what kind of people are you going to produce you know what kind of people are going to produce even if you can be successful for 20 years but one day the devil is going to demand his payback. You know, he's going to demand this payback that, oh, you got a leeway, man. Remember, I gave you spectacles. You remember, I gave you crowds and stuff. Now you pay back. You know? And it's going to be one of the toughest. It's going to be sad. We really need to be careful about these things. And they would go and say, I'd rather go and submit kwale gore kwale ba nrelease ka pele.
True.
Bo kampane ka ya go phumla o tla release ka pele. Wa e bona ne. Wa tlo ha go nna na go nna ke a itse re mothako re motshwere ko toilet ha i 2. Le bo sister. Wa bona e be ra motsela di khitsa kereke. A shule. Go phumla kwale or go rei kwala shibale. We need to be careful. Otherwise. Anyway, that's where we leave it. Apostle, I want to thank you. I want to appreciate the time for tonight.
Come on.
And I want to bless you.
I'm very appreciative.
I want to bless Amen. You.
Amen.
And, of course, how do people hook up with you these days?
For the benefit of those who are tuning in for the first time, myself and Pastor Ray can be found on Radio Pulpit at every Thursday, 10 o'clock, in which podcasts are available. Alternatively, you can connect with me on Facebook as not Pastor, I'm there as Pumlamfene.
And then, do people come to your fellowship? How do they come?
I come currently, we based in Pretoria, Karen Park, and yes. also in Bosbeck, Ekurhuleni, in an area called Beyers Park. So
yeah.
for those who are in East Rand or in Pretoria, just feel free to inbox me and we'll send details.
Absolutely. Please do that. If you need qualitative teachings, then do that. Consult and talk with the Apostle on Facebook. We trust the Father will bless you so much in a mighty way. Thank you, Apostle. We talk again the coming
Amen.
Week.
Thank you, man of God, and thanks to all our listeners. God bless. Shalom.
Shalom. That is the Apostle Phumla Mfene there. We trust the Father has really blessed you with much of that.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Okay, Bishop Paul Morton there with Kurt Carr. A beautiful song indeed that says, be blessed. Thank you so much for taking time to listen to the show. We really appreciate. And may the Father bless you abundantly. It's been great. It's been wonderful. Should you say, well, I need a discussion even far much more. Or you have some of the topics that we dealt with in the past. And somehow you feel that, all right, I need to have more of this and stuff. You can always go to our podcasts. They are there. And you will get even far much more information. Of course, on top of that, you can talk to us on Facebook. You can talk to Radio Pulpit on Facebook. And you can talk to me directly on Facebook. It's Ray Lekgodi. Or on Twitter, it is at Lekgodi Ray. There are fake accounts that say Ray Lekgodi. Don't follow those. But the one that says at Lekgodi Ray is the one that you can follow and start talking to me from that one. And on Facebook, it's Ray Lekgodi, and also on TikTok, it's Ray Lekgodi. There is two of those accounts. One is fake, one is real. The one that is real, you will see there's so much interaction on it. Follow that one. If you've been following the wrong one, just, deactivate the following and just follow the right one. You'd see there is massive interaction on that. Then we will talk with regards to that. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty and honor. There is none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. And we bless him that by his Holy Spirit, he continues to guide us into all truth. May you yourself have a great and a powerful night. And please remember, it is important to focus on our teachings and the training of leaders because they are the future of tomorrow. If we don't focus on them and if we don't train them accordingly, we are cheating the future of the greatness that it could see. And we allow everything just to go to waste. And I think a judgment with regards to that can be quite dire. And we should say to ourselves, we praise the Father who always guides us into all knowledge and teaches us. And one of the things that we have realized is how the Father teaches us. Let us continue to teach us, to teach those who are with us in the manner in which the Father teaches us. Let us not deprive them of the quality training that they need to have. because they don't have to be followers for the rest of their lives. They have to lead, they have to impact, they have to change people's lives, they have to effect a powerful change into families, into ministries, into societies, communities and nations. They have to make history. Be blessed and have a great and powerful night.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.